This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 19, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The Federal Aviation Administration has filled in a few details on President Bush's announcement last week regarding changes in how traffic is handled at the major New York airports. As ANN reported, the president announced controllers will now allow simultaneous landings when safe on certain runways at JFK and Newark to increase capacity. Jets departing JFK will be allowed to save time with a turn which was previously avoided due to potential conflicts with LaGuardia, and planes leaving from Newark Liberty and Philadelphia will be fanned out over more departure paths. The Houston Chronicle reports some of the changes are the fruit of a joint industry FAA task force on New York flight delays that began meeting in September. While the changes sound incremental, David Castlevetter of the Air Transport Association of America says they will help. Officials say the changes are temporary and will be in place for only a few peak travel days around Thanksgiving. If they help reduce delays, similar changes may be made for Christmas time. Delta Airlines CEO Richard Anderson came to speak to Congress Thursday about ways to reduce airline delays, but instead spent most of his time fielding pointed questions about a rumored merger with United. As ANN reported, on Wednesday, news surfaced that Delta and United Airlines were in negotiations. The resulting mega airline would carry the United name and be headquartered in Chicago. Executives at both Delta and United strongly denied the reports and discredited the AP's unnamed source. Some suggested the rumor was a trial balloon sent up by an investment hedge fund with shares in both carriers. During Thursday's hearing before a House Transportation Subcommittee, Georgia Congressman Lynn Westmoreland challenged Anderson to assure him eyeball to eyeball that Delta was not involved in merger talks with United Airlines. Anderson responded, quote, "I was as surprised as you were. There are no discussions. There have been no discussions," unquote. But Anderson added he expects rumors of mergers to increase in the coming weeks as analysts continue to predict airline consolidation. Witnesses tell the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that a Piper PA-28R-200 broke up in flight before it went down near Abilene, Texas on Thursday. On board the plane were 29-year-old flight instructor Robert William Davy and students Luca Visani and Andrea Venturini, both from Italy. The FAA says the plane went down about 4 miles south of Interstate 20 near the town of Ranger. Debris covered about 1 square mile. The Piper was registered to SkyMates Incorporated, a flight school based in Arlington. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Officials say a helium balloon tangled with a power line before separating from its gondola, dropping 3 occupants about 60 feet to the ground Friday in Hampton, Iowa. Friends of the pilot, Dr. Thomas Boylan of Fort Collins, Colorado, said the pain management specialist used his long-distance helium balloon as an escape from the sadness of dealing with patients in chronic pain. The flight left Greeley, Colorado on Wednesday with Boylan and 2 passengers. Boylan and 37-year-old passenger Bradley Brookhart of Littleton, Colorado, both died in the crash. 58-year-old Doug Chaplin of Albuquerque, New Mexico, was listed in fair condition on Friday night at a hospital in Mason City, Iowa. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Boeing employees squirm under tight company security. Airbus confirms plans for an even bigger version of the A380. And a Polish immigrant dies after being tasered twice at Vancouver International. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, we'll finish our discussion on training for icing conditions with Bob's answers to 2 listener emails. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.